But first, I'm very excited for today's Tech Tuesday guest. What's very cool is that there's an incredible technology that allows users of Tinder, and for people who are like my pops, Tinder is a dating app. It's a dating app on the internet. The internet, anyways. This is an amazing innovation that allows you, if you want to participate on Tinder, if you are a single person and you happen to be a professional, and I don't, for example, want Mario to see me on Tinder, and I don't want Andra or Bruce to see me on Tinder, I can block them. And it's actually a very incredible innovation insofar as it actually, I think, sets the tone for privacy, the ability to skulk privately on the internet for whatever it is that you're looking for. Because the application, for example, to Facebook, to LinkedIn, to any other application that you use could be quite interesting. Tech journalist, founder and editor of Reframed, Brendan Peterson, joins me now on Tech Tuesday. Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
I am good, Rifa. How are you?
I'm so excited. Talk to me about blocking a contact. So on Tinder, and is this something that is exclusive to Tinder?
I mean, firstly, when I saw that this feature rolled out, I was like, yes, there are people actually that I don't want to see on Tinder. So that made me feel slightly more comfortable. My ex is definitely on that list. But, you know, the feature of blocking is obviously not exclusive to Tinder. You've got it on many apps and sort of websites and things around the world. But I think it's something that should have actually been on Tinder ages ago. Because like you say, you know, if you're a professional, you've got people at work and you swipe and all of a sudden you see, you know, like you said, you know, Mario, for example, you know, anyone else that you know, it's kind of awkward where you're like, okay. And then afterwards you think, wait, they probably saw me. And I was like, because like when my best friend was single, so then I was like, wait, why are you on here? Then I was like, wait, you can probably see me. And we laughed about it afterwards. And I was like, wait, this is weird. And obviously there was no function. And recently, in the last couple of weeks, Tinder was like, hey, we've heard you. We've actually done a survey with users. And we're going to bring you this block functionality.
So here's the interesting thing, Brendan. You know, always, you know, back in the days when I did actually attempt Tinder, it doesn't work for me in this country. I've used it in other countries, but back in the days when I did, my greatest comfort was, well, if you can see me, then you're here too, so I shouldn't be embarrassed, right? But at the same time, it's not about embarrassment. It's about I would like to go about my business in privacy.
Yeah.
So tell me about the benefits of this fantastic feature.
Well, I mean, the way Tinder got to this is they were actually saying that, you know, they did a survey and more than 40%, so almost half of the people that they surveyed said, hey, you know, they'd come across an ex on a dating app. And then almost a quarter of people, so about 24%, said they've seen a family member or a colleague. And 1 in 10 people say, we've actually seen a professor on Tinder. And they were like, you know, that's kind of awkward. So out of all of those people surveyed, 78%, so, you know, just over 3/4, said they would prefer to not see or be seen by those connections on the app. So that's why Tinder brought it along. And it's great because, you know, sometimes you're obviously not doing anything wrong by being on the app, but sometimes people will see you and they'll be like, I saw so-and-so, and then someone's got something to say. Or when you get to the office, if, you know, people are still working from offices, then, you know, then people have got things to say, and it could possibly just for some reason change someone's perception of you for no valid reason.
Yeah.
But this gives you the ability to control things and say, you know what, I don't want to be seen. You know, as you were saying, let me do my business sort of in private. Or, you know, maybe there is someone that you had a bit of a painful past with and you don't want to see them on there. And I think that those things are valuable and valid.
Brendan, I mean, you know, the thing that you're raising here, which I think is so important, just speaking technologically in general, is the fact that we've always been told, particularly in the workplace, to present a professional self. Mm. And presenting a professional self requires hiding parts of ourselves. And technology has completely stripped that away, right? So you get to see the me, the thinking me, the at-home me, the in the bathroom me. You know, we have exposed ourselves so much in the social part of media that we no longer have a space to present our professional media or our best foot forward media for dating. So it's a very interesting, I suppose, innovation that Tinder has put forward. Do you think this will become something that we'll see in Twitter or Facebook or LinkedIn or any other platforms that we use?
I think you've touched on such a very important thing. You know, obviously, as I mentioned, you can see a block feature, or at least, you know, on Twitter, you've got, you know, block or mute feature in case you don't want to interact with people. But I think that the key thing that you've touched on here is when we're online, you know, we've sort of been conditioned or told this is how we need to behave. And I think that the problem with apps on the internet is we still view, you know, apps on the internet as separate from real life, as if it's a completely different world. And it's not. It's very much integrated into our lives. And for example, you know, if there's an ex or if there's someone you just don't want to see, or if it's a work colleague, you only see them in specific locations, you know, so your colleagues, you'll most likely just see at work, maybe at a grocery store or wherever, but it's not a normal thing. You know, and an ex, you kind of know where they hang out, so you maybe don't go to those places. You know, you have the option to control to a degree, you know, what your experience is going to be in life. Whereas online, it's just like everything is thrown at you.
Absolutely.
And now these companies are sort of merging and saying, hey, we need to make a better experience. So I think we will see more of it. I think we do need to see more of it.
Better discernment, I think, and more in our own control would be very much appreciated. Brendan, thank you so much. Brendan Peterson is a tech journalist, founder and editor of Reframe, but also giving us some really important perspective into, I suppose, socialization in general.